Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brett Miller, the Vice President of Education and Certification with the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Brett, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Sure. We were together last week in Phoenix. We couldn't get 10 minutes to get together and do an interview, so we agreed to do it now. Just a little background. I believe you've been NWFA for 4 years, and prior to that, you had a sales role with Basic Coatings in Colorado, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And two of the things that I know that you want to talk about, one of them is a potential solution for the installation labor shortage that we have out there in the business. Tell us a little bit about your apprenticeship program you've put together.
Yeah, you know, the labor crisis that we have been involved with over the last year or so has kind of dovetailed into some things we were already working on, and we realized very quickly that what we are working on can be a part of a larger solution. We spoke about almost a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, with the state-level Department of Labor to talk about the development of a apprenticeship program.
Mm-hmm.
That then morphed into talking to the federal Department of Labor. And as we looked further into it and really realizing that the programs we have are going to be very easy to tie into the Department of Labor apprenticeship program. And what it forced us to do was really take a look at our entire training program, starting at ground zero from somebody with zero experience and moving them all the way through the ranks to ultimately become a certified professional and then work towards becoming a certified craftsman or master craftsman.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, we also decided we need to figure out, at least at the local level, what the best recipe is to feed this program. So we have been working with a couple of our vocational schools. We also reached out to the Boy Scouts, where we sponsored a woodworking badge, and that's exposed us to the entire state of Missouri Boy Scout Council to give them the opportunity to come to us and earn their woodworking badge that's sponsored by NWFA. So we're going to be able to get in front of kids and, even more importantly, their parents to show them that the lumber industry and the wood flooring industry as a viable career path, not just from the labor perspective, but from the manufacturing perspective. It's really opened up a whole slew of opportunities that we are able to reach out to the youth to give them a path to follow, to hopefully get them into our industry.
So let me kind of mirror what you've been saying now. You're working through the Federal Department of Labor. Your goal is to kind of raise the awareness of some of the installation-type jobs that are available out there. Most people know the NWFA is headquartered in St. Louis. So while this is a federal program, the two programs you just mentioned were more regional level. So will it go national in scope eventually?
Yes. Matter of fact, the whole reason we're doing it locally is so that we can decide what works and what doesn't work. Ultimately, the whole program is going to work through our members. Our members will be able to sponsor it and run similar programs that we figure out work here. Maybe they'll find other programs that might work to help feed the program in their markets also.
So what role does the government play in this?
Well, they audited our entire education program.
Yeah.
And have basically put their stamp of approval on the program as being qualified under the umbrella of General Carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
As a wood floor specialist.
Okay.
And once somebody goes through the program, they'll then receive an actual certification from the Department of Labor showing that they've earned this apprenticeship.
Another topic that you've been working on is you've been updating your technical publications. So tell us what you've been doing there.
Yeah, long overdue with some of our publications. For example, the one I'm currently working on has been about a five-year project, and it was last updated in 1996, and that's our Water and Wood publication. That will be completed and launched and sent out to all of our members with July renewals this year. And it's a huge overhaul. The biggest thing we've done with all of our publications is looked to subject matter experts on each individual topic to ensure consistency and accuracy with what we have within our guidelines. And Santa Finish guidelines were completed last year and sent out, and that was how they were built back up and revised. We're also working through problems, causes, cures, where we've reached out to the industry for their input, and we'll be reaching out to subject matter experts on each topic to ensure consistency. Water and Wood we sent off to U.S. Department of Labor up at Forest Products Lab for their review and have made changes accordingly. So
we'll see.
What's going to be out there is it's going to be a huge upgrade from what we had, you know, last done in 1996.
So your peer review, I guess, is what you'd call that.
That's correct.
Okay, one last question. What was your take on this year's meeting that last week in Phoenix? I mean, I know you had several expo workshops where people could do hands-on, could see different techniques for either adhesion or nailing or sanding. How did all that go this year?
Yeah, it was good. I was running from one end of the show to the next, which unfortunately was why we weren't able to meet up last week. The show, the feedback that I've heard was great. Attendance always drops down a little bit going west, and we did see a little bit of a reduction in attendance, but you would never know. And I think that was the biggest thing, was the spirits of everybody that were out there, the education. Some of the things that we were doing this year were a little bit different from what we've done in the past. Feedback I had was very positive from both vendors and attendees. And from what I saw, it was another successful show, validation of where the state of our industry at this point.
Yeah, one of the neat things about this show, there are some sales that perhaps take place, but there's a lot of hands-on people. I mean, people who make a living putting in or restoring hardwood floors. There's a lot of contractors, a lot of people that get on their knees, come to the show. It's their life, and they enjoy to network and learn from each other, right?
Oh, yeah. This year, I think we probably had, and I haven't seen our final numbers yet, but I think we probably had more contractors than we have in years past. That segment of our industry continues to grow with attendance at these shows and attendance at our schools and engagement in the industry. I love seeing it.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I appreciate the update. Again, been talking to Brett Miller, who's Vice President of Education and Certification with the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.